All right, we come to the last part of Dinei Afiyas Akum. Despite the fact that there are many halachas here, as I said last week, there are three primary issues that have great discussion. One we discussed 2 weeks ago, the question of which breads and cakes it applies to. We discussed last week the question of what the Jew can contribute to the baking that would satisfy the halacha. And we learned that it's a very minimal participation of the Jew, which is adequate. But the rest of the simin, although I think Sif Yudalit is the Iker Chiddush, but since we're going in order, we're going to go straight through. Sif Yud Beis. You're talking about Bishul. In Bishul, there's an extraordinary difference between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. By Bishul, we hold that if the Jew turns on the fire, it's enough. So in Tervadas, on the way into Shacharis, there was always a boy who went down to the kitchen and turned on the stove, and the guy could cook the eggs. But for Sfaradim, it's not enough. For Sfaradim, you have to put it on the fire. Right, so it always was an issue. But that's only Bishul, it's not Afiyah. We'll get to Bishul, we'll see, but there's certainly differences. There are chumras and kulas in both, in each. In Bishul, there was chashash tarfus also. There were chashash two reasons. Bishul Akum is for two reasons, for tarfus and for chatzis.
Nowadays, the Afiyah is also from
tarfus. Yeah, but there's no gzeira. You have to have a hechsher, but the Yetzer B'Nechnas is good enough for that. Okay, Sif Yud Beis. Im afay v'kechavim apas b'lei chiti Yisrael b'lei kisum. If the guy baked and the Jew did not participate, not in the fire, didn't throw in a splinter, v'afilu karmu p'nei apas b'tanur, and even if the pas already has a brown color, it's already starting to be baked, fully baked, Moyol Chitu Yisrael calls Mashapas Sonuch Tsarech Letanur Umashbiach Bafiyosa Yadayim. Again, it's a kula that it's enough if the Yid participates in the Afiyah at a time when it's Mashbiach Bafiyosa Yadayim. That's a pretty small participation, just that it gets better.
It's mostly done as long as it's
needed something. V'yesh Bishaymer Shafilo Haiti Apas. Some say, even if the bread was taken out already, it's finished baking, and it's all baked by a guy, yesh takara, zira letanur adei Yisrael amu mashbiach. There's a takara to put it back through Yisrael as long as it improves, it gets better. Some people like it with a harder crust, with a crispier crust, so that's good enough. So that's a good question. If you buy Thomas's English muffins, which are very soft, and you like them crispy, and you crisp them, that should be enough. That's a separate issue. That's a separate issue. But as far as the Afiyas Yisrael issue, are they all with challah or only certain ones? They're all made with milk nowadays. Thomas's. So as a boy, I remember we had Thomas's muffins that were pyre. That were, I think, were pyre. Maybe it changed. But that's, he's right. If you buy the Thomas's muffins, assuming there are no other shilas, and it comes as a very soft muffin, and you like it as a crispy muffin, and you crisp it, it's saying here that that's enough to make a pas Yisrael.
Toast the bread,
if you toast it, read the words. Afilu haiti apas, yesh takara zil atano, im hu mashbiach. That's what it sounds like. Well, defrosting it alone it wouldn't be enough, because defrosting it, you're just speeding up what would normally defrost, you're putting in the oven. If you like it toasted, yeah. It has to change, it has to be mashbiach.
Like
I'm microwaving,
they do it
like
for 2 seconds.
It has to be mashbiach. It has to improve it.
Some things are done 3/4 baked.
Yeah, okay. If it's 3/4 baked, you're right. If it's mashbiach, it's good. The frosting is not enough, but mashbiach is good. Now, by Bishul Akum, it doesn't say mashbiach. It says if it's not the special called tzarcha is the lashon. It's interesting. It'll be mashu the kelim. It'll turn out l'chayra. B'chayr, we'll have to see. It's talking very strange. Right. There's only one gra here. The gra chafei says an interesting thing, which is they get more til chashabis than here. The gra writes chafei the lahakel osru achar kamaychol ben dursoi the omru the lahakel omru achar kamaychol ben dursoi eine klum lahakel they said after machol ben dursoi doesn't count. Av krevei bishuli Yisrael loy lamahani. So the idea of Kreve Bishul Yisrael Loi L'Mahani we understand. He's saying that after Machab Yisrael Yiriklum is said only Lahakel, not Lahachmer. So that here the guy cooked the Kamachab Yisrael and the Yid adds it, so Lahachmer, we don't say Lahachab Yisrael Yiriklum, just Lahakel, and Mimela, you can go either way after Machab Yisrael. There's an interesting Machlaikis Rishainim on Hilchis Shabbos. If something is cooked, kamaychol ben dursoi, and then you finish the cooking, whether that's, you make it cook more, she is usually used for just keeping it warm. Here I mean that you actually, with or without a blech, even let's say you do have a blech. Let's say you have a blech and you take off the cover. And we assume that replacing the cover is memahar bishulai. So there's a machlekes rishainim. When something is cooked, kamachem ben desai, a cholent is machem ben desai, but it's not this special called sarachai, are you allowed to put the cover back on the pot? It's totally in a machlekes rishayim. For the drabbanim, the blech helps. For the deraisa, blech doesn't help. So there's a long bir halacha who's matmi on the stimas hashulchan aruch. He writes that the harbe rishayim that hold in each way, and he says that it's a machlekes rishayim. You have to be chayshish for both shittas. That after it's cooked, kamaychol ben dursoi, before it's a special called sarchai, you're not allowed to be memahar bishulai, which in practical terms means to replace a cover on a cholent pot, or to move it closer to the fire for those who still use the old fashioned blechs, or stirring it, the same thing. So people always ask, what is the special called sarchai by a cholent? That's a very hard question. What's this special called sarchai by a cholent? The cholent cooks for 12 or 15 hours. Well, what? Is it edible? Well, it could be edible. Machab is edible.
Is it better?
But okay. What I tell people is the following, that Machab ben Yosai, which is edible, is slish bishulai or chatzi bishulai. It's Rishayim, it's a third, or Rashi Rambam, the third, or chatzi bishulai. So what you have to do is figure out how long does the pot sit on the fire and become edible, and then multiply that by either two or three. Shlei l'chumra, let's say, by three. So let's say after an hour it becomes edible. So if 3 hours on that size flame would be considered a special called sarachai. More than that, it's called mitzavet v'yafalai. It gets better, but it's still in the special called sarachai. So where it's difficult by a cholent to say exactly what level of cooking is the way you would want to serve it l'chatchila. You serve on Shabbos, comes the time, you serve whatever you have, but sometimes it's disappointing. You want it to be browned and then fully cooked. So that's the way.
How much water do you put on the fire?
It depends how much water you put on the fire, how hot the fire is. Cholent is a very tricky thing to figure out. That's called the special called sarach. Every cholent is, no two cholents are the same. Okay, so that's if Yud Beis. Again, Yud Beis, as far as Bishlaka is concerned, is a simple din. Sif Yud Gimel. Now listen to this one. Sif Yud Gimel is as much a Musr as it is a Halacha. Listen to this. Yes. Right. Lahakel, I think he means by bishulakam afiyasakam, that if a Jew cooks it, kamach ben dursoi, if a guy does something later, it doesn't count for anything. He's talking here in the middle of afiyasakam, so I assume that's what he means. It's talking about all pasakam, yeah. Sif Yud Gimel, now listen to this. Mishainai nizr bepashal adi kechavim, shehesed eitzel balabayas ha nizr bepashal adi kechavim. You're at home, You yourself, you're makbid on pas akum. Sai pas palta, sai pas, any pas that has a heter. It has a side heter. And vala shochad pas yisrael pas shalik echad ma'ayafa mishal yisrael. On the table, you have two types of bread. You have pas yisrael, which is a day or two old, and you have pas akum, which was baked today. Or it's a type of bread that's better. So the Shukhdar says, Yivatseya balabayis min hayofe, umutr b'chol oisesu de pashalakum. You hear this? The balabayis, in honor of his guest, it cuts the pasakum, and of covet to his guest, he eats the pasakum, and once he's allowed to eat it for the habaytzi, he can eat it the whole suda through. You hear this?
I'd like to see somebody do that.
Someone actually do it? You hear what's happening? You have somebody over as a guest, and he's meikel. And you're machmir. So you go in, the chazanish is machmir, and you're a guest by the chazanish, and you have pass that you're meikel on. So the chazanish is going to eat yours, Arnold's rye bread. So he's going to eat the Arnold's rye bread. I'll covet for the guest. So now this, first of all, what everyone automatically asks is why the host has to have cover for the guest, more than the guest having cover for the host. So the truth is that there's a machlokes here in how to understand this. The Bach, Tak has a very, very hard time with this. The Bach says he can't understand this. The Baal Bayis, it's good enough, I'll let my guest eat what he wants on my table. I'm going to be making like him. So the Bach, who had it? How did it get there? Either he brought it, or either he brought it, or the wife bought it for him. She knows he eats it. She bought it for him. So now, what are you going to do? You're going to eat it also. What? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. Okay. But he only had Pas Yisrael. He didn't have anything else. He ended up not serving any Pas, right? So the question is, what do you do when you have a guest like that? I don't know. I mentioned the Shal Shudis yesterday. I had a guest, Leil Shabbos, who brought Chalas. He happens to be a Sfardi, not Ashkenazi. He doesn't have braided Chalas. He had made, looked like it was made in a bread machine, rectangular breads. So I don't know why I thought of it, but I sat down and made Kiddush. I looked at his two challahs, and I said to him, did you separate challah from this? So he said, he didn't separate challah. Each bread is a 2-pound bread, so it has about 1 3/4 pounds of flour. So 1 3/4 is potter. I told him, yeah, but hasal mitzarfon. You have two breads, each is potter from challah, and you put them on a challah board, and you cover it with one challah deckel, it now becomes chayiv achala. So Baruch Hashem, I realized it. So I cut off a piece of the challah, and I put it in my drawer for after Shabbos. Shabbos now I'll separate challah. In Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to separate after Shabbos. I put a piece of challah in my desk drawer for after Shabbos. Now I was learning in my study on for Leil Shabbos. My wife came in, and she says, right before Pesach, a piece of challah in your drawer, she was going to throw it out. So I told her, no, leave it there. I'm going to separate challah from it on the. So I didn't know if I should not tell my guest what I was doing. Tell him, but. This kula is not for all the rabbanon. It's only for this, and we'll see two reasons why to be more megal. But let's just get back to here. Yeah, you probably should take a loaf. Anything over 2 pounds, you take.
Without
or even 4 pounds, 5 seconds. Okay, now listen carefully. What? Now, what? Checking my study. People didn't line up to do the work.
Then you would take off a piece from that.
Yeah, I took a piece from it. Right, that's what I did last night. I was assuming I should make a bracha. I really should have made a bracha. I just felt funny. Yeah. Okay, now listen. The sif here.
Remember, why would it have been a bracha?
It was 4 pounds. 4 pounds I would make a bracha. The truth is, it was a under 4 pounds of chalas. Right, flour, right. It was about 3 days. Yeah. You're right. Okay, now please listen carefully. This sif, there are a number of extreme shittas that are not like the mechaber. Mechaber says the host goes with the guest. That if the guest is Mekel, the host could be Mekel. So I remember learning this once in Yeshiva, and right away people said, oh, so my guest is Mekel on Cholavakum, can I also be Mekel? You know, like getting all excited. This is Din Dafka by Pasa. Let me explain. There are two Pshatim, one to the right of the Mechaber and one to the left. Everything's born in this long Taz. The Bach says that this halachic wouldn't make sense to him. Why should the Balabayis have to follow the custom of the guest? Let the guest follow the custom of the Balabayis. And for that reason, the Bach says, and the Bach here I think is in the medium-sized lines if you want to look at it quickly, the Bach says we're talking that the owner of the food is the guest. The Balabayis is the Balabayis, and the Balasuda is the guest. And I guess he's bothered about how did this bread get to the table? So the Bach learns that the Balasuda, the one who brought it, is the guest. It's in Taz Ches. Yeah, it is long, but the Bach is somewhere smack in the middle. I'm sorry, the last of the medium-sized lines. Ken ze pirish mori chavizal, na mordechai mairish abalabayis, yesh lay etzlay, ish echad bebeisei beschirus, vaychal abalabayis, amaisi asaycher. He says, it's a tremendous, I don't think anybody can say the Mechaber held this way. He says the case is that the owner of the food is the Mekel. And the Balabai is allowed to follow the owner of the food, which makes a little more sense to us. Even though he's a balabais, he can still be back in the balabais. So that's one extreme shita. 100%. The Bach is not following the Mechaber. He's, like I said, to one side of the. To the other extreme is the Trumas Hadesh and the Rav Yoh that he brings in the beginning. He learns that this halach is lav dafka if you have a guest. It's a din in hamaitzi in the bitzua and the hamaitzi lechem in the aretz. It's a mitzvah to make the hamaitzi on a pas naki on a good bread, and because of the chivu of hamitzvah, because a person should feel a chavivus to making hamaitzi, he should want to make hamaitzi on the good bread, on the better bread.
So
and therefore, it's not dafka guest. He learns there's no guest that the right in the beginning of the Taz. He says, So without guest, because I was ever Truma said, Hashem, Lav Davka, Noka Rav Yah, Imhoye Mesav Ashulchan Yisrael, Laichel Pashal Akum, Lav Davka, you have a guest. The Beloy Didei Nami Shari, Elanachin Hachi. Why does he have a guest? The light table, me maybe Pashal Akhma al Shulchan. He says, Lavdavka guest. Even without a guest, there's a chavivus to the hamaitzi. You're supposed to make the hamaitzi on the bed of bread. Sometimes you sit down to the Suda on Leil Shabbos and you have two challahs. So you have to make on the better one. If they're both equal, you have to make on the bigger one. You have to make on the larger one. So there's a halacha that hamaitzi has to be on the better bread. All right, but here it means that you're supposed to. It's a chavivus of frumkeit.
So
to recap, you have three shitas that are very different one from the other. The shita of the Trumas Hadeshen, that any time you have a better bread that's pasakum because of the chavivus of the hamaitzi, you make a pasakum. The other extreme is the bach, that you can only be mekel if it's the host, the one bringing the food, that has the pasakov. And the middle sheet of the mechaber, who's mekel anytime, even the guest is the one who brought the, who has the pas, is the mekel, that the host could be mekel because the guest is a mekel.
What's the true possession?
You never believe to go al chatchila. You have to throw away the day old bread because you can buy fresh bread. You can you allow to eat day old bread? There's no chiyuv to go to buy. Mechaber himself holds like he says, not like Jewish Eshel like the Bach. The Mechaber himself thinks Yesh B'Kaimais from this Haran. Right? He brought Yesh B'Kaimais from Bekila B'Dov of Elaik and Pas B'Dach D'Vach. So he's talking in such a Makin. With in those Mechaimais he's sanctioning a Heter. Now you have to remember a second thing. Mechaber said later there's a place where it's not Matzoi that you could also be Mechal. In Sif Dalid he had cases and Sifches he was Mati Bishol Abatim. The here the Mechabi here is saying, I'm not going into the previous halachas, we had some coolers that it's good to be machmer on. Any of those coolers, here you have the situation with the guest. That in the cases where you're allowed to be mekel, it's good to be mekel, but not at the expense of the guest. I guess so. You'd be even more machmir on covet of your guest. Let's say it's me too. The Mishnah Brura. Yeah, you should buy it, but here you already bought it. You're sitting at the table already, so. Yeah. Am I here? You're already there?
No.
The Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Samaches in Hilchos Derech, I think it's Derech Eretz Besuda. The Mishnah Brura says that this halach of the Mechaber only applied at a time where the Balabayis made Hamaitzi and he gave everyone bread from his Hamaitzi, the way most of us do on Shabbos. But he says during weekdays, nowadays, that's not the way we eat. Each person takes his bread, takes his roll. So he says in that case, there's no issue of embarrassing a guest. It's normal. You take, you like one bread, he likes another bread. So Mishabura says that Bizman Azeh, this particular kula does not apply. And what?
Except
on Shabbos, except where it applies.
Shabbos is supposed to have Pasitzel anyway?
It's a mila to have, yeah. It's a mila, but then. The Rav Yah, the Mechaber is not passing like him. I think these are two sheetahs on the two sides, but we pass like the Mechaber. The Prima Gadim writes, it's a little bit Slav Davka Shabbos, though. I understand what you're saying. The Prima Gadim also adds a Nakuda. He says that for people who are Zohir and Pas Yisrael begeder neder, in other words, there somebody who's makbid on Pas Yisrael no matter what, by him it's a neder, by him it becomes an issa deraisa, and that for him this kula wouldn't apply. This kula applies to someone who when Pas Yisrael is available he's Pas Yisrael, when it's not available he's Pasakum, and today it's available, so by him it's not a neder, it's a hanoga, it's hanoga, he's keeping what says Shulchan Aruch. But there are people who, for them, they never eat pas akum, even no matter what. They'd rather go without it than eat pas akum. For them, it has a din of a neder. The Prima Gadim, not here, but it's because Samaches says for them that this kula would not apply. So, Kaponim, if you gimel, it's a musr to give honor to your guests. And I once read a. What's her first name? Miss Manners. Broke on etiquette. Is a that's a real name. What's her first name? I forgot already. Anyway, there's somebody. She's the big world's expert on etiquette. So she wrote a book on etiquette. So Whenever my wife finds interesting books, she leaves them in the bathroom for me. So I guess she was making suggestions there that I read the book on etiquette. So I read the introduction. So she writes in the introduction that people are hesitant to eat in our house. Since she's big on etiquette, nobody wants to eat in our house. So she writes in the introduction that they don't realize that the first rule of etiquette is that when you have a guest, you don't correct your guest. You let him do whatever he wants. So that's the first rule of etiquette. And she said, you know, she sort of writes before her book that you can come eat by me. So here, that's what it's saying pretty much. Your guest walks in with a cooler. If you don't hold it a cooler, you could also do it. Now, I should add that the shach adds an expression here of mishum eva, which is not the lashon of the others. He says more mishum eva, it's not just being nice, but mishum eva, you don't want to have hard feelings. He's sort of more chayshish that somebody's going to be, you're fromer than me, he's going to be chayshish mishum eva. Now let's get to Sif Yudalid, which is the main Sif that we're learning today. The main Sif. Every Sif is main, but the main one that comes up, lahalach. Kutach shalai v'kechavim. What is kutach? A kutach is a multi-purpose dip. What's very special about kutach is it has in it chametz, milk products, and salt. It has other things. But it's mentioned in Shas in regard to chametz, in the Mishnah of Kutach HaBavli. It's mentioned legabi milachiks, legabi desir b'dechalva. And it's mentioned legabi dovacharif because it has salt, a lot of salt in it. So it's mentioned all over the place in Shas, kutach. And one of the ingredients is bread. The bread doesn't sit by itself. Apparently the bread is somehow mixed into this mixture and it's used as a dip. The Mechamis says, kutach shaloi v'kechavim. And right away the Shach says, we're talking as a hechsher. You can't buy kutach shaloi v'kechavim without a hechsher. It could be chalavakum. So he says, it means it has a hechsher, but it's a kutach with pas oi v'kechavim in it. Mutter ve'ein chayshishim v'pas ha'akum shavai. There's no problem with kashrus. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? The Rambam is chekobakim shenisar of pashalay v'kechavim b'shar meichel bottle b'roiv bein balach bein biyavesh. Not like Yeridaya, we learned always that you need bittul b'shishim. Here by pasakum, it's bottle b'roiv. Aval osa la'arev kedai loichle, but it's also to be ma'arev lechatchila. Ain't ma'arev in isla lechatchila. But we have here an extraordinary kula that pas akum is bottle b'roiv. If it's ground into a mixture, it's bottle b'roiv, bein b'ilach, bein b'yavesh, even though it's nice and tam, and it's avida l'tayma, but it's bottle b'roiv. Why were they more makel by pas akum than by anything else? So we find two hezbeirim. Either because al lechem levada yichya ha'adam, the lechem is very special, and therefore it's very important to have it available. Or a second reason is because of because it's an issakal. It's not otu in issa deraisa. It's not. It's some yisurim derabanan. Let's say basa oif b'chalav, or otu basa behema b'chalav. So it's a derabanan which is directly as a otu a similar deraisa. Here it's an iser kal, because it's not otu a deraisa, and therefore they were mekel. Now there's an extraordinary nafkamina between the two reasons I just mentioned, whether it's a kula in pas, or it's a kula in the fact that it's an iser that's not directly otu a deraisa. The tremendous nafkamina is what about bishul akum? If you hold they were mekel here. Because afia, because it's alechem nivada yichyeh adam, it's special din in lechem. So by bishalakum, we're not going to be makel that it's batel b'roiv. If, however, you hold that the reason for the kula is because it's an issakal, and it's not something that chazal asid that it should be also b'shishim, so then we're going to, it's called the davar she'ein lo yikar min ha'Torah, and then we're going to be makel. Now this shaila is a machlokes to grow in the shach lahalacha. Take a look at shach of gimel. Bein b'yavesh afilu dover chashuv ken kosev b'darkei Moshe b'teres chatos. Now it's actually the Ramah himself, because both the teres chatos and darkei Moshe are the Ramah, and he says, "B'shem Esavet, V'Esavet Kasev, Kaber Gil Devol Kasev Dina Meilu Afilu B'Bishulei Avikei Chaver Mamish Chepas V'Teres Chatos." So he says that the Shach of Gimel says that this kula applies not only to Bishalakum, not only to Tafiyasakum, but to Bishalakum as well. Look at Gruch of Tess. Gruch of Tess says, why are we makel here? L'chamira v'dmai. Damina b'chul d'avav d'le gosru afilu balach. By demai, it's bottle barai. Bafagav sheyesh leikamet atayra. Even though demai is atu tevel, koshken can, which is ein leikamet atayra. Koshken biyavesh Mordechai. The Gross says that it's a koshken from demai. Demai is yesh leikamet atayra. So madoch demai, we're going to be makel koshken by afiyasakum. That's ein leikamet. Now, according to that, actually, it should be the same kula by Bishalakum, which is Ein Lo Yikam Min HaTorah. However, we are going to have later in the Gra and Kuf Yud Gimel, Sifkat Mem, who brings these kulas. There he brings these Mekilim. He says, Ra'il Advar Mesimim Kuf Yud Beisif Yud Dalid. He brings this halacha. And the Gra says, Avalesa, but it's not la halacha. He brings a case which the Prima Gadim brings here as well, where it's a raya that would not make a lambishal akum, that it's batul barai. So I'll explain the raya in a minute. But we have here a machlaikis between the Gdailei Apaiskim, the Grand Shach, where the bishal akum is batul barai. Afiyas akum is certainly batul barai. It doesn't come up too much. Because where do we have afiyas akum, mishaila bitul, it barely comes up. We have it most paspalter anyway, there's what to be said mechan. However, bishalakum is something which does come up, and here you have a machlekes hapaiskim. If you say bitul barayv, you don't say bitul barayv. It's a machlekes all the way down to halach lemaisa today between paiskim whether we make. I think lechatchila we would try to avoid something that has bishalakum in it as a miyut. But halacha lemaisa, I know one of the achsherim has as a guideline for its machshirin that any bishalakum is batul barayv. That's a halacha psuka. If something happens with bishalakum, you can rely on batul barayv. And, as I state in the shach. Now, I'd like to learn with you the Prima Gadim here. If you turn your page, just one more page, you have here the Prima Gadim on the bottom of the page. Prima Gadim Chav Gibel. The question is, how's the Prima Gadim paskin? You have machis the Gra on the shach. Someone semech on the shach, you can't argue aloha kashach b'chol makim. On the other hand, there's a gra that disagrees. Shach of Gimel, Prima Gadim Sisei Das, the left-hand column. I'm glad Mark stepped out, because on him he may not be on the next page. But you see where it says Chav Gimel? Ayin shach das harab afilu, what's the next abbreviation? Not Bishulchan Aruch, but Bishulakum. Strange abbreviation. Das Rav. They say the Prima Gadim didn't have enough paper. He wrote, I don't know if it's him or the printer, but anyway, listen to what he says. Das Rav. He calls it Das Rama. It's not just a shach. Das Rav. Afilu bishalakum batul barayv. Umash mavadai af mamashish and nesar b'minai bishalay b'minai batul barayv. Whether it's a mixture of b'minai shalai b'minai, it's batul barayv. V'loy dami l'sidra rabbanan d'bay samach balach af b'minai. It's not like every other sidra rabbanan which needs shishim. The pashal avi kechadim u'bishul gai. It's funny, a different abbreviation for the same thing. U'bishul gai hikilu bai. That adkan is the shach's psak. Frak the prima gadi v'tzarachiyin. And it's the same kasha the gra asks. Dimkeng panda shaloi v'kechavim v'simikrif gimel sif gimel. Amaya sura, the pnadish or the panda is something like a knish that has in it fats. It has in it fats which when you cook it, it's bishalakum. Amaya sura, nida shuma neser tchila. It's taka true that the fats that are in this bread or in this cake or this kish become aser. Bekabakai. Kisha nivla bi'isa livatel b'rayv. When you cook it, the fats melt and they absorb into the bread. So they should be batel b'raiv. Shavrisi b'ches Yaakov kol ayinai seis chav kimel hirgish b'zeh. V'tiritz. He brings the teretz. Teretz, the shuma nira v'nika b'saychai. Teretz is really b'shal Yaakov is batel. But the fats in a bread are nicker. You could see it. It shines in the bread. So therefore, it's not batel. V'lo yamin oisi. Says the Prima Gadol, I don't understand. V'lo dami lebeim tuchin ala pas, which we had earlier. When you have eggs smeared on top of bread. And even if you say here, it's like the eggs, and the shuman is nicker, and that's why it's aser. The mechaber shita was that eggs smeared on top is mutter. So why should this also not be mutter? By the eggs, you smeared raw eggs. So before you shmeared it, it wasn't bishul akum, it never became asr. But she'en came ipandish, which is this kish, where the fat was already isr, and then it was absorbed. So that's why it remains asr. So till here, he's answering. He's saying, you know why pnadish is different? Because as tati l'rei isr. The pnadish, the fats became asr be'en, and then they mixed into the bread in a way that they're nicker. So if you would stop here, I would say he's paskening l'kula. Says Makobaka and Kasha Mashakaz Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Gimel. Yurakis and Basar Asurima Yurakis. They have you cook vegetables with meat, and the meat is Bishalakum. The vegetables become Asur because they have blias of meat. Halai Batal Huberaiv. The blias of meat and the vegetables should be batal barive. It's Archion. Kama Kuf Yud Bez, Yivuraid. I don't know what Kuf Yud Bez, he means Kuf Yud Gimel maybe. Yivuraid. But he ends up with a Makobaka and Kasha. So the Prima Gadim seems, at the very least, to have a hard time with it. At worst, it sounds like he's really ending up in the Gross camp to be Machmir. So we have here a Machloikis Halacha L'Maisa in Bishul Akum. If Bishul Akum is Batul Barayv or if it's not Batul Barayv, very hard to say a clear psak. We don't have a Pesach Akra in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't remember how the Chochmas Adam paskins in the Shaila. If I remember that, I guess we follow Chafas Adam. But I'm not sure how he paskins or if he paskins. Bishul Akum is batel b'raiv. So Akapon, we have a machlaikis. Bishul Akum l'maisa is like the shackles of the Issachal. And if you want, this Yeshua Malismach, that Bishul Akum is batel b'raiv. If someone's machmir, it's a grah that's machmir. So you have Tam Lahachmir. As I said, when we started today, this is the third major topic. After you learn the din of a paspalter, there are three major issues. The issue of which breads it applies to, what the yid's contribution to the fire, how much is enough, and now this issue of bittul barayv, which is an issue. Yeah. Right. No, I'll tell you why. Right. According to the Teretz, that since you could see it, it's Aser, then he would be Maida everywhere else. But then he says, Aval Mekamakim Kasha, from the case of the vegetables and the meat, so he doesn't answer that, so therefore, we don't know if he's staying with that Teretz or not. That's the issue. It's certainly Batal B'Shishim, that is no question. Suffolk Shishim would also be Mutter, in cases of B'Shishim. The meat is nicker in the vet. The taste is nicker, but not the, it's not Nikolaiyim. All the cases, the taste is nicker. It's only about the barayv. But he's saying is on the bread, you can see the fats. It wouldn't be ktsas kasher if it was nicker.
Okay, so the yid to make a kuta with pas palter, if you want that, you can't. As I said, you can't be mivatel.
For the yid. To be mevadel chatchila would be awesome.
So you can't make it in your ingredients. I want to make a.
If you machmer paspalta, then you can. Right. Yeah. Okay, so now I should mention there's another kula in Pasakum. Once we talk about kulas, there's another kula that we don't say chaticha das nevela. Pischei tshuva hey brings such a kula that we don't say chaticha das nevela. You can stay on this side of the page. The other side just the Maror Kaimis. On this side, on the last page of the simon, it says. In your print, I don't know. It's hay, sivkan hay. Shekazim istavid the pasakum bishalakum v'chemeshalem zav lepachas meray v'nesa v'akal noshal tashal acher ein oimrim by chaticha nas nevela. We don't say chanan. You have to remember, The Mechaber holds, we only say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basar and Chala. With Machmir, by Shari Surim, we say Chaticha Nas Nevela, and we say that if something is Nesar, the whole thing becomes Gofei Yisr. So then Yirishisha connected the whole thing. So he's saying is that at least that, by Bishal Akum and Afiyas Akum, to say Chaticha Nas Nevela, we're not going to say. So if you want to be Mevatel Bishishim, you can be Mevatel just the part that's Bishal Akum Shabbai, and you don't have to be more than that. Now, L'chaira, there's a tremendous nafkamina in this discussion. Where does it come up, L'maisa? You have had Bishal Akum, Mashiach being Batul B'Raiv in your house. It's a rare thing. L'chaira would be a nafkamina as follows. I'm speaking out loud, thinking out loud, but L'chaira would come up in the following situation. Let's say someone, there's a problem in Flatbush. I'm not comfortable eating in many people's homes. Who are Tamidei Chachamim and all, but they have Gayusha help, and the houses are, if they don't do something to take care of, the houses are treif. Every year, two or three people in Flatbush come to me that they caught their guy cooking treif. Someone came now that their son was home, and they have a kitchen upstairs and a kitchen downstairs. So the guy was cooking treif. Not only was she cooking treif, but in the Pesach kitchen. She was cooking treif. But he told me, I'm sure she never cooks treif upstairs. She probably thinks downstairs doesn't matter. He told me, I'm sure she never cooks treif. So what do you mean you're sure she never cooks treif upstairs? I don't understand him. See, he said to me, Bizarre Lashon, what?
They thought they built a kitchen just for her.
But this is a fellow, a firm fellow. He says, what can I do? The wife needs help. What can I do? That's a Lashon he told me. I told him he should be Yosef. He can't. He doesn't work locally. But anyway, it's a problem. The Bishal Akum issues are problems. It's a treif problem. But let's say somebody has a pot that a guy cooked in. The guy cooked in a pot. The pot became treif. You have to kasher it. We'll get on later. We kasher kelim for Bishal Akum. The Amei Kelim, the whole, you don't have to kasher. We kasher. Although we paskin that you have to kasher. So you have a guy that cooked, plugged in a chalent, I think this happened once, Rav Palm told me, someone called him, came to him on Shabbos, he said, everyone works, and they came home there of Shabbos, and the chalent was all prepared in a crock pot, in the pot part of a crock pot in the refrigerator, they forgot to put it up, it was already Shabbos, so they told the guy to put the crock pot on the fire and to plug in the crock pot. So they asked whether they're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So Rav Palm told them, eat it on Shabbos, you can't eat it all week, it's Bishal Akum, it's treif, you have to kasher the whole thing, you're going to do it on Shabbos. So, what? If you can't kasher, you throw out, although by Bishal Akum we make on kasher and kasheris. But my point is this, I'm trying to get to a point. My point is, you have a pot that's asas Bishal Akum, and someone cooked food in it. And now, the question is the shayla of the food. The food is now cooked Bishal Yisrael. But it's a ben yame part of Bishal Akum, and food was cooked Bishal Yisrael. Are you allowed to eat that food? According to the Shach, the food is mutter. Because every pot has rive against the pot. However many blias there are in the gufa pot, it's bottle b'roiv in the food in the pot. And the food in that pot now would now become treif. Because assuming now it's cooked with Bishal Yisrael, even though it was previously the pot was cooked with Bishal Akum, the food now would not become treif, if you hold like the Shach. Now, if you hold like the Gra, and the Prima Gardim, we say that there's no pot that has shishim kineged the walls of the Kli. We stumble, we say, never has shishim. So if you require shishim, then what you cook now is also awesome. If you require roiv, what you cook now is mutter. So this would be a halach l'maisa situation where it would come up. What?
You wouldn't have to
kasher a
pot then.
No, because the Ramah said, not allowed to be mevatli. Ramah said, that's only b'dieved, aval osa la'arev kidei lo'echlo.
It's not
the Taz is cooler. The Taz is cooler. So you're being a raya that I'm wrong, because it says you do have to kasher it. So you're saying that I must be wrong then. It says in Shulchan Aruch there that the Ramah says that you have to kasher. So he's saying, according to me, why do you have to kasher? Every time the Chabbis says, Kele Shemishal Echad L'faneinu, Devan Shesh Mishal Akum, Tzvichin Hechsher. He says you have to kasher it. And he says, V'yashev v'shein tzrichin. Then the psak is l'maisa that we need. But so you're asking, why do you have to kasher it? It's always going to be batel b'raya. So being a raya, that's a good kasher. It's a raya that the mechaber at least never meant batel b'raya. Well, he's saying that you're not mechaven to be a batel the isser. You're being, really being mechaven just to cook. You don't want the blius of isser, which is the Taz's kula, that if you're not mechaven levatel, that's not called levatel. You have to remember the kasher. Right. But it's not enough. If it's really treif, it doesn't help you what you have in mind. Here it's not treif, because it's batel b'raya. It's just a question of atlin l'chadchila. So in aim of atlin, we have such a cooler. If you're not mechaven levatel, then it's mutter. Remember, you're forgetting the Taz by the Ragli Devarim. The Taz said when you cook honey and the Ragli Devarim melt into the honey, that there's no problem of aim of atlin l'chadchila. So you're not doing it in order to melt the Ragli Devarim. You're doing, so all honey has to be cooked before it's served. What? No, you can pick out the Ragli Devarim. They're bad. You can pick them out. When you cook it, it melts in. We said there's no problem aim of atlin if you're not mechaven levatel. Now, if it's not bottled, you have a real tray for pot, it's not bottled. It doesn't help aim mechaven. Where it's bottled, aim mechaven levatel helps.
If you feel that it's bottled,
that's right. You're allowed to cook it anyway because it's the derech to cook honey, not for the purpose of bittel. And that's what the Taz's kula was. Not easy to pick out the Ragli Devarim from the honey, apparently. They seem to be... it's not water. You can't, you know...
If
you're
only studying, you never caught anybody cooking maybe.
Well, that's a different thing. It's the issue of treifus. You don't have the guy in its bishalakum. If you just worry what the guy did, the guy could have brought in treifus. I'm talking about, you know, it's a bishalakum issue. That this will be enough gemara. Okay, let's see Sif Tezvav. Misha nizer bepasakum, mutar lechol bekaira mishein nizer mimenu. Somebody who is zayir is allowed to eat the kaira with someone who's not zayir. Afal pi she tam pasay bichav misar bepas Yisrael. Even though you're eating on the same plate, and one thing could be misar with another, nevertheless. You're putting a hot bread on the same plate as he's putting a hot bread, and it's going to come to Taruvus of Tam through the Kaili. So it's not a problem because of this kula that we're makel for either of the two reasons on Pass. Ramah Yeshayim Shemisha Nizam Bepashal Adikichav Vayichlam Achem Sheinin Nisharim. Now right away here you're going to ask, what is this different than what we learned before than what we learned earlier? Okay, the Ramah, right, the Mechaber again is saying, apparently saying, that Blias are Mutter, there's no Issa on the Blias. The which we had earlier. The Ramah is saying, Mishanizim v'pasakom v'eichlam achayim she'enem nisharim, that there's no iser to eat with them because of chashash eva and ktata. The question is, why is this different than what we had before about a guest in your house and a balabayas with a balabayas? Maybe the Ramah should have been over there anyway. So the answer to this, the Shach in Chof Aleph said, in other words, Vas Pshad in Sif Tezvav in this Ramah. The Shach back in Chof Aleph referred to this Ramah. In our prints, Mark, I'm sorry, in your print it's also Sifkot Chof Aleph, but there it says about eight lines down, Kedla Kamon Sif Tezvav Bahagah. Shach Chof Aleph. Alpha Gab Demash Misham Deleko Misham Eva Lehecha Da'echel Mishanizer Machayim Shein in this Aren. There it's Mash of eating with many others. He's saying it's logical. If it's many people who are mekel and one machmir, so they're going to say, what are you more from than us? But if it's one person and one person, why is that Eva? Since the Trumas Hadeshin's thing was that it's a mitzvah to make a bracha on the better one. He's saying as follows. When it's one in one, the kula is only for the beitzea. For the one who's making the hamoitzi, he's ignoring the better bread, that's a real eva, and there were chayshish. But if you're not beitzea, stam, two people sit down to eat together, then we're not makel if it's one in one. So that's if Sif Yud Gimel, we were makel, when it's one in one, you're makel straight out, that it's for a beitzea. This Ramah is saying a different kula. When there's no Beit Seah, there's no one making a Maitzi for everyone else. It's one person with many people. So here, it would be one in one, there would be no Eva. You eat what you hold, and I eat what I hold. But if it's one in many, so that's this Ramah, that one in many, there's a Mishanizah Pashek Chon Ba'ichlam Acherim, Shein Nisarim, Motelachim, Misham Eva, Ketata, Hayav, Yachel, Yachel, Me'er Pashewik Rasuda, Hitiru Loi Misham Eva. But don't think since this is mutter, other things are mutter as well. No, we're only makel by only here. Because he says you're allowed to take the bread from them. So, right? You mean to say why we're not guys? I can sim peches. Why we're not guys? In Sim Peches, we said that you're not supposed to eat with somebody who holds of different shittas than you. Not different shittas. If somebody's eating milchus, you're eating fleishiks, you might eat. I guess milchus and fleishiks are more common than this. Here we're actually matter the eating. If you're going to put a hecker, it's a chinder be eva. So I suppose that's why.
He's not eating their bread, he eats his own bread.
You're eating together. You're eating, well, many people are eating together.
What, is he eating his own food or is he eating their food?
I guess if it's lunch at work, everyone brings his own sandwich, then there's no Ava. So it's got to be that it's the company's providing lunch at work, and you're sitting down with everybody else, and you're the only Machmir, it's going to cause Ava. Now, Bishari, so we don't care. What? No, he... I understand the way you're learning. I didn't understand it that way. Okay, let me tell you. What Chaim is saying is that this Ramah should be a continuation of the Mechaber. And he only means that the Bliyas are going to mix. That's not the way I understand it. The way I understand, the way the Shach apparently understands, we're not talking here about Bliyas. Here we're talking, this is Yeshayim, it's a new case that Misha Nizer is, he's talking about really eating the bread because of Eva. Okay.
Why is it less able than one of the many? Shach says one line of Eva.
Because my omei hai mahai. It's a funny thing in the world today, the Eva is always on the Machmir. Because he's too from. Eva's always on the Machmir. Why is the Eva always on the Machmir? Why not on the Meikle? What? He's your guest, right? I mean, in the previous Sif, in the Shah. Yeah, I would think the Rea should go with the Balabayas, but okay. You say maybe there it's an Ereach and a Balabayas, so there. So what's so there? Even one on one. And here, just stop people eating together.
Oh, yeah.
Shachavav talks about the fact that it's only Pasakum. He mentions Alechim Levadi Yechihadim. The Shachavav mentions this idea that it's Dafka by Pas because Alechim Levadi
Yechihadim.
If you're not eating it, maybe you don't like it.
I don't know something.
It should be Eivan Ketata.
Yeah.
That's what the guy is, not what the Yidno Amekel. I think. I want to ask you something. What do you think? We're saying here that you're eating a bunch of people together, and you're Machmir. Everyone's eating Thomas's muffins or Arnold's bread, and you're Machmir, and you're going to eat with them, so you're eating with everybody else. You should eat with them because it's going to bring to Eivan Ketata. Why is this going to bring to Eva Ketata? So Shachavav explains, Because if you don't eat soup, maybe you don't like soup. If you don't eat butter, he says, maybe you don't like butter. But bread, alechem levada yichya ha'adam, if you don't eat bread, that's nicker that you're being more machmir than them. What about nowadays, in the 21st century, when we have so many foods, is it really nicker if you don't eat bread? Is it really nicker? Okay. Is it really nicker nowadays if you don't eat bread? I don't know. It's, most people don't even want to wash. People don't want to wash because then you have to bench. Then you have to bench. So, yep. Salt? Sulfites. Oh. Yeah, I don't know if you're supposed to lie to avoid it, but. I hear what you're saying. I told you, Rabbi Saul Salanter was once at, he once was eating by someone, he was staying by someone for Shabbos, he saw a person didn't have enough food. And he felt bad eating his food, but he didn't want to insult the person. They brought whatever they had to the table. So he said, my doctor said I'm not allowed to eat it. So he didn't eat it, whatever it was, meat or chicken. You don't want to eat from them. So after was someone asked him, how could you lie? He said, no, my doctor is the Rambam. The Rambam says it's also to eat from a Suda Shena Mesapekas Labaila. Now, so it's to eat from a Suda that the Baal Bas doesn't have enough for himself. So he said, my doctor, you know, he said that I shouldn't eat.
Hey, Rabbi,
Dr. Steyer once gave me a sefer that has a perek on when you say Mezik Yuara. You don't even remember? Has it, you remember? I don't remember the Gedarim. We don't say mezik yor on something that's an ikar adin. We say mezik yor on something that's mezik yor. There's sometimes it's a gaiva. Mezik. Okay, let's see Sifta Zayin. Sifta Zayin we referred to already earlier. Lo ala lechem levadai. Lo ala lechem levadai yichyehada. But it says alechem levadai, it means lechem also. Okay, good. Sifta Zayin Yesh Mishaymer Shanizim Yipasakum Vubuderech Yes Pashal Yisrael Adalad Milim Yamtin. The Mechaber is saying that even Lishitosi, that I said that we're Machmir on Pasakum, on Paspalter, if there's no pass available. Dalad Milin, which we understood to mean 72 minutes of traveling distance. So then a person could be Mekel. The question is this a Kula by Pas Balabayis, or even only by Pas Palter? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkot Yud Ches says this is even Pas Balabayis. That if it's not available within 72 minutes of your travel, that it's Mutter. And the big Kula is that we always say 72 minutes if you're traveling there anyway. 18 minutes if it's out of your way. And therefore, it would appear that this is a tremendous kula. The Ramah says, this Bayer Lael, Denayagin Lahakal. The Ramah, though, sounds like he's talking about Paspalter. Kvarnis Bayer Lael, Denayagin Lahakal, he means Paspalter. So.
Paspalabayas, we said, was much stricter.
Paspalabayas is much stricter. For the Ramah, it sounds like he's only talking about Paspalter. Oh, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Mechaber's Kula applies even to Pas Balabayis, so I'm not sure how to answer that. But that's the difference. The Prima Gar, Piskei Tshuva Vav, Dala Milim Yamtim, Sefer Chochmas Adam, Klas HaMachei Kosav, Al Kaponim L'dei Azu, Shir Mil Tzarech Leilech, Afil Aina Helich L'Sham. Out of your way, you have to go one mil, the Kaimalan, L'Gabel U'L'Tfila La'achrov Ad Mil, that you have to go out of your way a mil on your way dalad milim mitshuvas beis yosef dein chiluk bein rechev al sus a hilach baraglav. So this I don't know, I'm not sure how to attach this ein chiluk bein rechev al sus a hilach baraglav. Either way it is what? It's 18 minutes or it's a distance of a mil. It's always a distance of a mil even if you're going on a horse. So then on a horse you can go it could be 5 minutes away, but it's far to that. If you have to be matriach up to a mil, so why would a horse, don't you have to be matriach more? So I don't know. If you're traveling with your whole family, it's a bigger tircha to travel. So we measure according to the tircha, not according to the distance. So I guess it's really the tircha that we're measuring, but a meal is 7/10 of a mile. It's not a whole lot of distance, even by foot. What? I'm not sure. I find it very hard to understand to be meikel, because they had horses and they said no, vice nice. And the question is, did they mean distance or time? I don't know. What? Oh, we should have. It should be available. I'll give you homework. So maybe it means distance. Okay. Distance. It's a tremendous cooler. It's not only naik for this. To go to Minyan, you're not mechuyev to travel to Minyan out of your way more than a mil. It's a mitzvah to do, but you're not obligated. If it's within a mil, you have to go. If it's less than a mil, you don't have to go. If it's mil is distance by a car, 7/10 of a mile. My house is more than 7/10 of a mile from here. It's not. Just you're dying, the same thing. So my many years ago we spoke about it in another share. I spoke about Tfilas HaDerech also. We spoke about it and we started the Siman. My understanding is that it means time no matter what. And all right, if you like, look up Tshuva Space Yosef, try to find it.